Okay. Sitting down on the dilapidated wooden fence near the field, we opened a couple of tins of sardine and had a picnic lunch. Of course, the couple felt hungry, huh?
这个结构形式和我们刚刚所出现的那个 taking 的用法是一样的。啊，坐了下来，然后我们开始吃午餐了。
All at once, I noticed that my wife seemed to be filled with alarm.
好，把这句话背熟。
All at once means what? Almost immediately.
Almost immediately, 几乎就在同时我注意到我的妻子是怎么样
Yeah,
充满了惊讶啊
Why?
她感到十分惊讶 Why?
Looking up, I saw that we were surrounded by children in rags who were looking at us silently as we ate.
Looking up, 这结构还是依旧在重复使用 sitting down,、taking the pass, right? 现在分词做状语。当我抬起头来的时候 When I looked up,I saw, 所以这是 I 所发出的一个主动动作。我们已经被一群孩子包围了，这些孩子们穿着破烂的衣服。In rags, 修是谁啊
Children, yeah.
Who were looking at us silently, 那么这个 who 引导的定语从句依旧是修是、children, yeah. 穿着衣衫褴褛的孩子们正盯着、看我们吃饭。
We offered them food and spoke to them kindly, huh?
Let's say, we wanted to show our kindness. 我们想显示我们是怎么样友善的、
yeah. But they remain motionless.
Remain motionless, motionless means what? But they remain still. Still 也是一个形容词表示一动都不动 Let's say, they what?
Still continue to look at us.
依旧是静静地看着我们
I concluded that they were simply shy of strangers.
好把这句话背熟
I concluded that, that's it. I drew a conclusion that.
那我得出结论，那就是他们只是由于腼腆、害羞、怕见陌生人 ，right? Yeah.
When we later walked down the main street of the village,
so we know.
After our lunch, we went on.
那么在吃过午饭之后，我们继续向前走啊。所以当我们从那个村庄的主要街道穿过的时候。
Walk down means along, huh? We were followed by a silent procession of children.
Yeah? Okay. So this time the children, what?
Followed the couple.
Yeah. 想想看这夫妻两个一边走后边还跟着一群孩子呀。作者为了突出这个内容他用到了 a silent procession of children. 啊，还跟随着一对孩子这一对孩子是依旧是沉默不语。
The village, which had seemed deserted, immediately came to life.
好，把这句话一定要背熟。它是和上文我们刚刚提到 ，the village seemed deserted.
The only sign of life being an ugly-looking black goat.
把这，它是相呼应的。但你发现这个时态，我们在上文当中刚刚用到 the village seemed deserted， 一般过去式，在村庄似乎是空无一人。那么再看这个语句 ，the village which had seemed deserted， 它却采用了什么时态？过去完成时 ，yeah。所以我们在翻译的时候一定要表达出这个语境。似乎刚刚还空无一人的村庄
，came to life immediately，
马上就充满了什么？活气，马上活过来了啊。
Why faces appeared at windows？
那么在窗边出现了张张的面孔啊。语句非常简洁。
Faces appeared at windows.
Men in shirt sleeves stood outside their houses and glared at us. 你发现我们刚刚提到孩子们的时候，他用的是哪一个看注释 ？Look at. Yeah. You know,
I should say, adults sometimes are more hostile to other people than children.
对不对？成年人往往对别人来说比孩子们更充满了敌意。所以这时候他用到看用 glare at 看主干
men glared at us
这些男人们对我们是怒目而视啊所以这个表达方式就和上文的 hostile 相呼应一致了啊介词应短语是修饰说明 man 那穿着衬衫的男人站在外面还注视着我们或者我们改动一下我不想用 and 对 and 连接的时态 stood glared so
Men in shirt sleeves do outside their houses glaring at us, right?
Old women
in black shawls peer at us. You know, old women had a poor eyesight.
你要知道老太太的眼神通常是很差的。所以他这个看用到了哪一次 ?peer at, 啊复习了我们以前给大家所介绍的 look at, stare at, gaze at, glimpse at, glare at, 他都记得吧 ?peer at。所以披着黑色披肩的这些老太太们呢是眯着眼睛看着我们。Where was it? 在哪儿呢 ?From doorway, 就站在那个门边上。The most frightening thing of all was that not a sound could be heard. 好这句话也要从同学们要背书。同学们发现这个平行句式啊 ,men in shirt sleeves, all women in black shawls, got it? 那么对当时的情境做了一个很清晰的描写。The most frightening thing of all, 所有这些当中最让人害怕的事情就是 was, 好 ,that 所引导的是一个表语从句。So was what? 是什么呢 ?Not a sound could be heard. 那是一点声音都听不见。That was more than they could bear. 这是他们不能够忍受的。OK. If the villagers said to them, You are welcome. Now I should say, the couple must have felt excited. Right? 如果所有有几个村民如果对他们说欢迎你，我想这对夫妻会感到非常的高兴，会甚至是激动 ，right? Okay, but they remained silent. 但是他们是保持沉默的。Sometimes silence means what? Silence means being hostile. 有的时候你要知道，沉默就意味着是什么？敌意啊。And there was no doubt that. 好，把这个表达方式主干记住，毫无疑问，或者我们直接表达为什么？Beyond doubt, okay? Beyond doubt, or what? Without any doubt, without any doubt. 当然比较正式的表达方式我们还是采用 there is, 或 there was no doubt that.、毫无疑问 we were unwelcome visitors. 我们是不受欢迎的 visitor. We need no further warning. 好把这句话背书。We need no further warning. 我们不需要别人对我们的警告。哎呀所以 further 是用来加强语气的。Turning back down the main street, we quickened our pace and made our way rapidly towards the stream where we hoped the boatman was waiting. Turning back, 这动作由way所发出来的，所以又沿着这条主路返回去了，折回去了。我们加快了我们的脚步啊，尽快的赶回到那条小溪边上。那么这个赶回到体现在哪一个短语上了 ？Make our way towards the stream, right?好 ,where, 定语从句修饰 stream, 在那儿我们希望那个 boatman 还在等待着我们 ,right? 所以这一刻好在好在哪儿呢我们再进一步带领大家熟悉运用现在分词做状语以及定语从句结构啊也包括过去分词做定语。所以同学们发现我们在运用现在分词的时候反复出现的同一句是 taking a pause, and turning back,中间的部分我们就不再重复了 looking up right 那么这些动词的 ing 形式一定要和主句的主语要保持一致、再主要强调一点就是过去分词做定语想想看拴在树上的这个绳子 a short length of rope tied to a tree right、以及被停靠在岸边的这个小船 a boat moored to a bank right好所以大家也最好能够把有关于这方面的句式都搞得非常清楚这也是我们将来在写作当中常用到的句式结构啊。I don't think you have any question about it 这篇课理解起来很轻松我想同学们不应该有什么问题啊。